This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Turn that volume up. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene Pearl, and I'm Danny V. Hey, I got a question for you guys today.
What, mate?
Oh, I didn't know we were starting with you because I have something. But go ahead.
Welcome to the podcast. The question is, the holidays are coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are going to be failing. It's just the reality, right?
Failing like...
like with their
like
food.
Like dropping off the bandwagon?
Yeah, just really just plunging full send. Mm. And you know, even the strongest. And I'm curious, if you're somewhere and there's nothing. All you got is what's been given. Can you just eat smaller portions? Or can you really throw your game off with the wrong combinations?
See, it really depends who you are. A, good old New Zealand Australian A.
Yeah.
It's not the Canadian A. Please know the difference. Honestly, if it has been like 3 to 4 hours and that is my only choice to eat, I am eating. And I will eat a smaller portion.
We should go around the room on this.
Yes. And we should, because Serene might have a different answer. Serene, when you answer this, you're not allowed to say, well, I always bring my yuck yum. It's not there.
No. I'm going to answer it proper.
Okay. So all I'm saying is... I'm not much of a faster. My particular body doesn't do well skipping any meals. So I would do better. Let's just say it is, what is this food you're talking about? We're at a party and all that is there is chips and dip.
Chips and dip or mac and cheese. I mean, you know, it's all savory, you know,
do
holiday.
And I've got to be there for a few hours. So do I totally skip that meal or eat something? I'm an eating a something person.
Yeah.
And I have been in those situations. And
go on.
And look at me now. Yes. Oh, great. I survived.
So the smaller portion trick works for you.
Yeah.
You'll just eat a... Okay. See, that's what I do. And I've always wondered, you know... And here's the thing. My barometer is not my weight. My barometer is how do I feel?
Yes.
Because I'll always be skinny. I mean, I could get a little round belly.
You're not skinny like you used to be.
But not like I used to be, right?
You're medium, Dan.
But I'm probably going to be medium.
I think you're perfect, Dan.
Thank you.
That for his height and size, it's just the right way to go.
Yeah, I'm very happy with myself these days.
You'll just do a smaller portion and not eat, just like lose your mind.
Exactly. I'll just do a smaller portion. And the thing is, though, I can get satisfied on bird portions. That's the thing. A lot of people,
I can't.
Exactly.
So I have to eat kind of a reasonable amount too, but
I
won't overdo it. I won't do my like my usual volume eating of healthy food.
Well,
go, Serene.
My turn.
Go.
Are you going to fast?
I'm an eater too. You know that.
Like, I know it.
I actually struggled a little bit with anorexia as a young child around 9 because I'm so tall. And people used to say, you're such a big girl, aren't you? You're a big girl,
They'd say that to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I just immediately felt like elephant.
Yeah. And back in Australia, New Zealand, it was like, oh, there's the big girl, love.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you really felt what it felt like to be a, quote,
elephant.
Big girl. Yeah.
Yeah. They were meaning tall.
Sure.
And I only hung around with my best friend, who ended up being my sister-in-law, was like 4'8".
She was, yeah.
And her sister, who was actually the one that was my age, was even shorter than that, little Maltese girls.
Yes.
But anyway, all that to say is what saved me from anorexia was I still loved to eat. Mm. Like I might have had the worry about it and the try to control my eating, but I ate anyway.
Did you binge and purge?
No.
Okay.
I just ate. I just got so hungry. I bloomin' well ate anyway.
Okay.
So I didn't get like the super crazy skinny. I just had the mindset of an anorexia.
But you were when you say anorexia, you were avoiding food.
Oh, I was trying, but I couldn't, you see, because I was always hungry.
Oh.
So that's been my saving grace. Like Pearl, we're eaters. We don't know how to fast.
Yeah.
I tried. The only time I've ever fasted in my life was one day for my son, who at the time looked like he had days to live on with cancer. And I went as long as a day. And that's with all my love in my heart. Like that's with like, I'm saving my son through this. Not that fasting can do that, you know, because it's God. But I'm like, I have to do this for my son. And I got to I think I got to midnight and then went to the fridge. And
I get to about just after lunch.
So all that to say, however.
Yeah.
So if there is semi like you can deconstruct the food, I will eat.
Mm.
Like if there's pizza, I will just like scrape the tomato off the top, the tomato sauce, and put it in my mouth.
And eat the meat portion, I'll eat, all the veggies on it.
I'll just eat a little bit of the cheese and the tomato, and I won't eat the gross crust.
So you'll kind of hijack the food a little bit.
I'll hijack the food. If there's like little audiovores, what do you call them? Hors d'oeuvres?
Yes.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres. That's the best.
Hors d'oeuvres, eh? Hey, mate. Anyway.
Hose divorce now. Sounds it's like, not even horse like divorce.
Horse and divorce.
I want a t-shirt that spells it the way you made it sound.
Anyway, but if there's like little quiches with the gross like pastry puff bottoms, I'll just deconstruct and eat the egg and the spinach filling out of it. You know, it might have a bit of
jump. Yeah, but what about my chips and dip?
Yes, if there's only chips and dip. Like I recently was at the birth of my daughter Cherish, and it was long and it was a marathon and it was... We arrived there at 9 o'clock at night.
No, Cherish was having the baby. It wasn't her birth. She was birthing.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. She was birthing. And anyway, it was very long, intense. So we arrived there at 9 o'clock at night. And you know, if you're up during the night, your body says it still wants to have meals, right? Mm. Yep. You're awake.
Yep. Yep.
Living well awake. So I was starved all through the night. No food. Don't wake up. We've been awake. Breakfast time? No breakfast. Because the hospital, I'm going to be on a rant, had a nutrition station. They dare to call it a nutrition station.
Yeah.
The nurses were like, well, we know we're not serving you, you know, because you're not the patient, but we have a nutrition station just around the corner. I went around the corner and what did I see? Opened the fridge and they had white bread sandwiches with the most disgusting innards, like poison innards, no health in them at all. Not even a lettuce leaf that I could deconstruct. Not even a piece of tomato.
So you did not try to deconstruct?
No, couldn't. They had Pepsi, some kind of Sierra Mist. First ingredient was sugar. And then they had, what else they have? Some broth. And it was like bright yellow.
Some chocolate milk.
MSG. Yeah, they had chocolate milk, the first ingredient being corn syrup. The second ingredient meaning artificial flavor or something stupid.
Potato chips.
There was chips and there was like these stupid white crackers. Mm. And that was all. And then really bad percolated coffee with artificial packets for creamer. And I thought to myself, well, I'll be fasting, won't I?
So you did it?
I did. I fasted. Well, I had the adrenaline of the birth, but I did. I fasted. And then we didn't have the baby till 10:45 that next night.
So that's the longest you've ever fasted.
Oh, longest.
Because you're picturing that junk food going straight to your baby.
No, but you see, I fast when it's poison. If there's food I can deconstruct, even if it's bad food, I will deconstruct.
I know John would be the same. John will not eat if it's not food. Yeah, but
John, get on the jolly, mate.
But I will. I will. And I think you're hearing from like Serena and I, right, as well as others in here, they're the founders of the Trim Healthy Mama, to say it's so unique the way we respond. And Serena and I are not looking down our noses at one another for our change here. But John... Let the sovereign man speak.
Well, we know what happened with water once.
Yes,
are you going to tell that story before he gets on? No,
we're right.
Not.
Let me let me preface this with, I have suffered with stomach issues my entire life. First half of my life was awful. And it was simply because my parents, who didn't know better, raised me and my brothers on lots of processed foods, lots of pasteurized dairy and just a lot of junk.
And you were processing trauma.
And my stomach just couldn't handle that. And so years later after I learned about the gut biome. it does. Yes, it does. But after I got my gut biome good and I got my water good, I really also, again, I know no most people don't do this, but I'm very, very conscious of the circadian rhythm. So I eat once, usually just once midday, one good meal, and I don't ever eat after the sun goes down. And that works for me. I'm not saying that everybody else should do that, but it works for me. I think in my particular case, I was conditioned to eat too much. At all times.
I think so, me as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, just being clear, this works for me, but I usually just eat one time midday.
But say you're at that one time, you're at that midday, it's your time to shine. And there is only...
And I was in that situation you were just in at the allopathic government hospital that cares so much about your health and wellness. I would not have even considered it. I would rather not put anything in my body than put something bad in my body.
That's how my brother is. Hey, I got some bad habits because when I was probably up until about, honestly, like age 40, I really wanted to be heavier than I was. Mm-hmm. And it was really, really hard. And so I remember all the bigger dudes in my life were like, man, you just got to eat more. You have such a bird appetite. You just got to eat more. So I developed a habit of really finishing my plates. Mm-hmm. And whatever portion I got from the restaurant was the right portion. And so I must eat all of it. And if I don't finish, you're going to stay skinny. And I wonder if women on the opposite end of the spectrum develop bad habits because they're trying to lose weight and it's harder for them to lose weight as well.
I'm sure. I think it goes absolutely. Whatever you've suffered on one extreme, women are suffering on
because
the other
extreme.
Because I've
learned to eat too little off that plate.
Yeah.
And it's a habit. Like to this day, I will just overeat. And not think about it consciously.
But, and then it will hurt your stomach. But obviously it doesn't hurt your, it doesn't pack you with fat or anything because your metabolism is so high.
No, the only thing that happens is I get stomach aches and yeah. I get really bloated. But I don't like gain weight in the neck where I want it.
the gladiator
in,
neck.
In the elbow, you know.
Well, may I bring things to me?
Yes.
And it's your podcast.
I'm going to talk about a little story that happened to me over the last four days. I'm back now, and I want to share how I made it through it, but I need some guidance from you, Serena, and I'll take any guidance from the rest of the room too.
Yeah.
Because I think there are others in my place.
We forgot to ask Pops. We left her out.
Pops, would you eat the chips? And I know Pops will eat the chips and dip. She's Pops and Pearl go together.
Okay, Pops and Pearl go together.
Yeah. So I know that we're coming into the season of the holidays where we're all going to be exposed to a lot more food and a lot more exciting food, a lot more volume of food, and a time where we can all just say, hey, this is the holidays. Why not? And that's fine. We'll talk about that. But I was just exposed to this in a very intense way.
Cruising.
Yeah. And I kind of lost my mind for a little bit. I got it back. But Serene, I'm going to need your guidance, and we're all going to use your guidance.
Mine?
Your guidance, because I need it. This is my call to you. Pretend I'm calling you after my cruise that I haven't. Okay, I've saved my call. I'm doing it live.
Okay, we're doing a live call together.
Okay,
do it live.
Bring. Serene, pick up.
Hey, poops.
Poops. Okay, Serene, I went on this cruise.
Well, we're doing it live. I'm just being real all the way.
She does call me Poops a lot. I don't know why. It's my precious. It's her precious name for me.
Oh, no. What was the other one that's now my caller ID on your phone?
Bubs Freak.
Freak.
We can't call ourselves Serene or Pearl. Like any name that comes to our head that's not our names, we will call each other.
Yeah.
So Serene.
Yeah, Bubs Freak.
You know, I just went on that cruise, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've cruised a lot and I'm usually pretty rational. I mean,
no,
I do well.
You're over-rational.
I do well.
Yes.
I know how to make good choices.
Yes.
I freaked out, Serena.
Is it because you hadn't been on one for so long? Well, it had been a whole 2 weeks.
Yeah,
but okay, so it's been years since we've cruised because the whole COVID thing. Now, I've got all these free cruises. This cruise was free. Points to get
But when
was
you went
free.
Away with your sister, Benge, and your great friend, Erin, you didn't seem to say
no,
all this.
No, I'm going
to
tell you why.
Oh.
Okay, so that cruise of a few weeks ago was my first after COVID, mm-hmm. and I was with my sister, Vange. But this time I was with Charlie, which is a whole different experience because mm-hmm. he's there to eat, mm-hmm. seriously to eat.
Well, just to give a background, they used to have their only marriage problem ever was over food.
Because it's the only, but a major one, yeah.
One of them, yeah. Well, it's the only one that I've seen you do the meltdowns over and everything. Well, because Charlie... He has a special love for sweet and sugar and dessert and white toast.
And all things junk.
All things junk. Pepsi and all that stuff. So she had this whole come to Jesus moment for their marriage and said, when we are home, you shall do my plan. When we are away, I'll let you do your Charlie Barrett
plan. Yeah, because
Barrett
I was trying to like pick at him a little bit while we were gone. Like, oh, you're going to choose that? You're gonna choose that? Oh, interesting. And I make little comments. And he finally got so upset and he's like, I eat your food at home. Let me eat exactly what I want when we're gone. Right. And then we'll live happily ever
and
after.
And Pearl's like, great, we're home most of the time. But so now he's made it. So
yeah, but
they
this
go
is not about him. He did well, Serene. He did not even his crazy psycho Charlie
no,
stuff.
No, but you would preface it by saying he goes to eat. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's more about the food rather than running around the ship with Aaron and Vange, my sister, because that was just like an adventure trip. This was just feel
and
the
Vange
ship.
And just, she doesn't concentrate on food. She concentrates on
this was
on
a
thrill.
Live the ship experience moment. And we were on a different ship. We were on Celebrity. Now.
Oh, the first one was Nightclub Princess.
No, like, it wasn't Princess. It was Carnival.
Oh, that's the, yeah, that's like.
We still have pretty good food.
Yeah, but it's a little bit on the cheaper
side. But I was not prepared for this food. We went to Celebrity, right? And the buffet, I lost my mind because of all the amazing stations of food. Each station. It was, some of it was just almost healthy too, but it's just a little bit more than healthy, a little bit healthy plus added fats.
Right.
And just some sugar as well.
Yeah.
So
this is
it
like
wasn't
Willy
just
Wonka
one
the chocolate
long
factory
line
for
buffet
you.
That looked kind of appealing but kind of gross, but I don't know. Yeah, let
it's
me just,
like, you know, you never hardly get fresh salmon because you buy the frozen, mm-hmm. right? And then you see all these stations of like seafood. You just feel like you're going to dive into all these stations like
but
Willy
let
Wonka.
Let me tell you about the stations. Yeah. I was so blown away. Like the carving station, you know, you go there and you usually see a little bit of roast beef that doesn't even look good.
Yeah, a little cold in the center.
I am talking different. I don't even usually love red meat, but Serene, lamb.
Ooh.
Beautifully tasting lamb and mashed potatoes. And there was a very British feel. And so they had really food that I grew up on. It was like British and they had shepherd's pie every single time. And they had stews and they had lamb
stew. Oxtail stew.
They had all of it.
Ugh.
And then you'd go to another station and the salads were just amazing and fresh. And that's all good. I could do that. But then you go to the next station and all my favorite desserts
so
I've ever had in my life were
there. Tiramisu?
Yes.
And was it good?
It was, everything was so good. Next station, Indian food.
Oh, yeah.
My absolute
weakness.
Favorite. The head chef of this ship was an Indian.
Oh.
And they were proud of their station. Oh. And it had the crispy things, the papadums, all the curries.
Yeah.
Exceptionally tasting. Serena's curried eggplant to die for.
Oh, I just brinjal?
Oh, my goodness. It was so good. But it was extra greasy.
Ooh,
it's like they'd piled cupfuls and cupfuls of butter and cream and just poured it in and said, bless your soul.
Bless your
you know?
Soul.
And so, and then there would be another station with all these breads and they didn't look chunky. They looked like they were from the heart of Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, but I looked at the first ingredient and it said wheat.
Oh, totes.
But it didn't matter. They'd colored it all up and made it look so amazing. So I was not used to this.
Right.
This was appealing to me because this was like good whole foods. It wasn't like Cheese Whiz.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Poached eggs. Eggs Benedict in the morning. Like anything you could possibly dream up, they were doing it. And they were doing it well.
Right.
And I got fear of missing out.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do we even start with? But if I have that, I'm missing out on that. There's only I'm only on a 4-day cruise. There's not enough time here. How do I do this? How do I make the most of it?
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of like was stressed.
Did you go back to a little bit of trauma growing up though?
Yeah.
With 18 Welby Street Blues?
Yeah, where we grew up.
So our publishing company where we publish all our books and that John and Leslie, they're the heads of, it's 18 Welby Street because of our whole nostalgia of our whole childhood,
yeah,
right?
Growing up in Australia.
Okay, so 18 Welby Street Blues was the fact that not only were we a large family, and we were the youngest. Mm-hmm. And so all the older ones were big, huge boys that could really garner food fast. But our home was a train station. Mm. It was open to everybody and you never knew who was going to be at dinner every night. And Sunday afternoon, the whole church basically come home. So 18 Welby Street Blues was when there is food like in buffet style all put out on a table, you have to do fast
you
and furious
and
work.
Yeah.
Fast and furious work. And you pile higher than your eyes. higher. And you can only eat like a teaspoon of it.
Yeah.
But
you got to get it on your
plate.
So
you're
do you
not
get
back
to the 18 Welby Street Blues when you saw?
Oh, I feel like I was going back to that. I'm like, I must pile high now and I must miss out. And I'd go get some Indian. I thought, but then I'm missing out on that thing over there.
Yes.
And what if I don't, you know? And it was all just insanity in my head. I didn't know how to get through it. And the first day, I literally like was doing stupid stuff, keeping on going back. I'd have a meal, right? I'd go back down to my cabin. And I'd be like an hour later thinking, but I missed out on that. I better
was
go
this
try
open
it.
All day? Was this open all day or just
most
for one time?
Most of the hours of the day. Yes. There was a part that was open all day. And that was a fruit station, which fruit is great, right?
Yeah.
But if you're eating fruit right after Indian and piling your plate because they've got the freshest pineapple you've ever seen.
This is great because it matches the idea that the question that Dan brought, which is like a holiday time is almost like this.
It is like this.
Everybody's
right?
house you go to has stations.
So then I thought to myself, Pearl, if this was your 1 4 days on a cruise in a year, I could say, hey, you go crazy. You do what you want. You know, I could forgive you of that. But Pearl, you are going to be cruising a lot this year because we have all these free cruises and they're lined up. And my husband's goal is to be out of here for the winter for most of it. So we're going to go back and forth.
I heard
just
that.
So he doesn't have to be on plan all winter too.
Yeah, but and he doesn't want to be in the cold. So I'm going to be on a cruise ship a lot. I can work from a cruise. It's all fine.
Do they do Christmas on cruise? Are you going to be?
No, we're not going to be on Christmas. We're going right up
Christmas
to Thanksgiving
without her bubs freak?
I'm not doing Christmas without Serene.
Oh, well, you. We're both bubs freak, depending on who made the phone call.
And my grandchildren and my children.
Yeah. You guys Christmas on the hilltop, right?
Oh, we're Christmas hilltop big time.
Okay.
We don't miss any major, like, big, you know, holidays. We go around them. So I thought, Pearl, you gotta figure this out. Because you're going to be doing this a lot. Yeah. What if you lose your head? So I had to really self-talk to my through it. And I came and I started to doing some new thought pathways in my head. I'm like, Pearl, you are that girl who is satisfied. Pearl, you are that girl who does not need to have something just because someone else put it on her plate.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl, you are the girl with different goals. Pearl, if you miss out on that one Indian dish, you're going to be fine because it's just going to come out your butt.
You were doing
this. At one point.
You were doing this on the ship?
Just coming out your butt.
In the end, after it goes into your mouth, eventually it will come out your butt.
Every time.
I'm telling Mum that you're saying butt now instead of rear
bum
end
or bum.
Bottom.
All I'm saying is
you self-talked on the cruise?
Oh, I self-talked. This is how I was trying to get to it.
Are you on the phone to me or not?
I'm on the phone to you.
Can I interrupt you on the phone? Because we always do.
Yeah. Keep.
I agree, Pearl. What you were doing is what I would do, Pearl. It's all in the mind.
But I haven't asked you yet because I've got to tell you how I got through it.
Well, since when do I wait
I'm
for you to ask?
I'm only 50% through it. I'm telling you, I'm only 35% how I got victory. And then I got to 50. I'm going to get to 50, then ask you. Yes, Leslie? Okay, Leslie,
Pearl,
next. My
self-talk on a cruise ship is like, it's time to get fat.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Okay, but I'm up to the 50%. So then I did something practical. The next morning, I said, Charlie, we're not going to the buffet. I'm not ready for it. I'm a baby. I'm not mature enough for it. At this point, we're going to the dining room where you pick a thing off the menu and jolly well be happy with it.
That's right.
I just needed a bit of reality check. It's like cupboards being filled with potato chips, salt and vinegar potato chips, and your weakness is salt and vinegar potato chips. So throw them out. Get them out of your house.
Yeah.
So I said, we're going to the dining room. Well, Charlie always likes a dining room experience. So I went and ordered a most amazing omelette and some wonderful coffee and some berries and a side of veggies. And I was very, very happy.
Yes.
And all that food up there on level 10, I didn't see it. And I was happy without it.
Mm.
And guess what? That ship is still sailing with all that food.
Are you okay?
And I'm just home and in my kitchen, I had the most wonderful lunch without all that food. And it's still going in someone's mouth and out their butts. And I'm fine without it.
Yes.
See, I've been upset since you've been talking because I'm without the cruise ship food.
No, I'm fine. I'm happy. I'm happier without all
upset.
The choices.
It's only when I'm there, yeah.
I don't need all those choices.
I hate
choices. So if I'm going to go back to the ships, and I am, you're going to help me the rest of the 50% stream, but I'm halfway there. I'm realizing it will continue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy here without being on Celebrity Ship the rest of my days.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't cruise enough. So like, I would wiggle my fingers over every dish and say, don't mind if I do.
Yeah, I know. But now we're bringing... Okay, Leslie's got something to say.
I think before someone
go for it.
Yeah.
I'm having PTSD. So I think before... Because Serene needs to bring it home and we're all going to be sane.
It's fair.
But and the first question you asked, Pearl, you answered for me and you're 100% right. I would eat the chips and dip. But when you started talking, so for 15 years, I lived on tour. And we had catering, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day for 10 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't cruise ship like bomb. Like, it wasn't epicness like that. Sometimes it was, especially in England. They'd have pork pies.
Especially with the
they'd
big stars
cheese,
that
like,
you were with,
things.
It wasn't just junk.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. And then I was in charge of after show food. So I would always order myself a little after show food too, because I deserved it. Yeah. But I used to be like, I had a reputation for, like, I was so excited about food. People would radio me and be like, Les, it's grilled cheese and catering today. Like, yeah. Like crazy. Like people knew that I would get so excited, like little fat kid, like, food, I can't wait for lunchtime. But now I eat very routine. Like I'm very boring in my, like what I crave.
Yes.
I definitely don't eat like the, like as like voluminous as I used to eat just to eat. And like that whole cake, like the whole mentality of buffet, like if I piled my plate with the Indian or whatever it was, and it wasn't 100%, I would just push that plate aside and go and get the other, like I would go get the other thing. So I was like, well, that wasn't like exactly what I wanted. Yeah.
And it's free.
And it's free. It's so crazy. Yeah. But, and then the last thing I said, I'll say is all of those plane journeys, I was traumatized by plane food. I was traumatized. I hated it. I hate the look of it. Yeah. So I would always at the airport go to Pret a Manger, which is a British sandwich shop, and get all the things and extra, more than I needed for a plane ride.
Yeah.
Because I refused. Because it was so disgusting. Like plain food to me was so disgusting. So like there was a couple times where I didn't eat because I just would open the thing, look at it and go, I can't do this.
Wow.
But the solution to me was, well, just go buy like three sandwiches for a 6-hour flight. Like it's unnecessary. Anyway,
yeah, so you
Serene's going to say
this. I love
something
you said and I think Serene's going to bring this. I love what you said, Leslie, because I think there's a precious gem of truth in there. You said, now I'm so boring and what I crave. But since I got back off that ship and I got to my kitchen today and I had my oatmeal for breakfast and I had a you know, sourdough sandwich for lunch with tuna, do you know that boring is beautiful? And there's something so special and so needful about plain Jane.
I love it. And that's, can are you asking me to have
yes,
a little?
Yes, now I'm just giving you the mic.
And I want to give time to Dan too. But I mean, and Dan may be the one that brings us home to full safety, but I would just like to say, Bubs Freak, that contentment tastes more wonderful than frenzied taste buds.
Ooh, let's think on that. Ooh, just let me.
Maybe say it. Maybe
really
say
does.
It again. Say it again, though.
Contentment tastes more wonderful than frenzied taste buds. Like she said, you get the Indian at a buffet. To me, everything is a little sub hot. It's a little warm.
This was good though. Pretend it's the best.
Okay, pretend it's the best. Okay. but you can't enjoy the best Indian.
No, you.
And the best British.
No, you can't.
The opposite worlds of taste buds.
You might
How
go
can you do that?
Spazzo.
It's like trying to disco with one foot and do the cha-cha with the other. You know? It's like, how it's can you? Or,
way better illustration than I
or
had.
Or could you have like the top half of your body doing like a slow dance and the bottom one doing a Michael Jackson? Like, How does it work? There's no peace.
I didn't have peace.
No. And so I feel like food is digested best. It's enjoyed best when there's peace, when there's harmony, when there's contentment. And I have not been on these beautiful cruises like you, but I have been at just regular buffets before, like junk old Shoney's when I was young or
okay,
in Australia.
Shoney's, bless its
heart. Bless Shoney's. And Sizzler in Australia was the bomb. Yeah, I don't know if it was ever the bomb here, but
it
in Australia,
in the 80s.
Back in the 80s, oh,
yeah.
Sizzler was the place
was
you
fine.
Go to.
That was, that
they
was
talked
it.
About it in movies as like the restaurant.
It was like the first big buffet kind of thing.
Well, yeah, Sizzler, I used to be like, what am I going to do here? But I remember not ever enjoying those yummy potato wedges. Yeah. Remember those potato wedges? Because of the other thing that my eye was on. How can you really enjoy? Yeah. Like, I like the fact that I'm a one-man woman.
Yeah.
Right? Because I can just really enjoy and over time, just enjoy the different attributes. And I feel like it's with food. I mean, God's given us a variety that's great. But on our meal, when we're trying to do multitask, you know,
well,
it becomes.
Well, it's so true, Serena. I didn't have peace the whole time I was eating at the buffet. I'm not saying buffets are bad, but there was no peace. Now, I did like the food, but there was no peace in my mind. And then the difference when I sat down to my beautiful toast. My lunch of toast. I had your sourdough toast. On one, I had a lovely tuna salad thing that I made. On the other, it was, I still like variety. So the other, it was banana.
There's nothing wrong with variety, but it was still in the same niche.
It was, and I could look at it, it was one thing. And I can't tell you the peace that pervaded my soul. Some people might have thought, oh, you're back to your boring food. But it was a privilege to eat it.
It's like focus. You know how focus makes you really in the moment more? Because I find too, when I'm like at a holiday party and I'm like talking to a million friends and I'm like, oh, I've got to talk to that person over there, yeah, and I'm shoving food in at the same time, I can't even remember the experience of eating. So I feel like I leave hungry,
yeah,
even though I ate the whole time because I had no focus.
Yeah.
And so I feel like focus, when you're just focusing on a simple, beautiful meal, I feel like you enjoy it better. And the other thing I'd have to say, just like you said, it has to come out the butt. I yeah feel wrong before the
do
Lord
you
saying that.
You don't like it has to come out the bottom. I know we say butt.
The glute.
You let your children say fart and I didn't.
No, I don't. I only say that to you when I'm texting you an article or something that you're waiting homework for me. Yeah. I'm like, here's my brain fart.
Yeah, you
I love what rebellion ooh, is
I thought
to you.
Against the Lord then when I say that too because I can only type it to you.
She does type the word.
I can't say it, but only to her.
But I didn't know you couldn't say butt because we let our children say butt.
Anyway, so it has to come out of the bum, okay? And so really, why do you want to put yourself through all that frenzy when really it's just you're putting it through the receptacle. And once that receptacle has received its nutrition, this is what I always tell myself, Serene, once you have satiated your needs for nutrition, now food is the perversion.
Yeah.
Because it's a food is only meant for yummy nutrition. When it's no longer nutrition, when it's now it's trash, it's excess. Trash is excess.
Yeah.
So when it's excess, now you've perverted the whole concept of food and now you're just a trash can putting trash in.
So all I'm saying is I am going to walk on other ships to other buffets because Charlie's not going to always want to be in the dining room. So my thoughts, and this is the same thoughts for people that are about to go to holiday parties where all the stuff is out there, you know, what should our thoughts be walking into those scenarios?
Could you focus on one part at a time? Like, I'm going to focus on the Indian, what do you call it? What station? Indian station tonight. Tomorrow, I'm going to focus on the salads and the carving boards. I mean, like you said, that ship's still floating around with all that food. It's not like tomorrow night, that's not going to be there.
Yeah.
And so, and the other thing I tell myself is, it doesn't really relate to the cruise thing, but it relates at Christmas time.
Yeah, we'll go for it.
Okay, like say Christmas or Thanksgiving, we're all there with the hordes and I'm getting 18 Wilbur Street blues and everything. And
oh,
I think
hold on.
The hordes. The hordes of people.
Oh, hordes. I thought it was back to hoes de bows and hordes de boars.
No, we're with the hordes of people because our Thanksgiving's over 100 people.
I know.
Just with family and Hilltop. And so when I'm there, I think to myself, Serene, don't stress. You have got plenty of food at home. Food that you love because you chose it off the shelf, right? Mm. So eat your portion that satisfied you. And if you really want to be a maniac, go cut yourself a slice and stick it on top of the fridge that you can take home for a treat tomorrow. And if you don't feel like it tomorrow, you can give it away. Mm. But the fact, I always find that if I keep a little portion that I've hidden somewhere, as long as I'm not taking it from somebody else's mouth, because that would be weird. But if I'm like, if there's plenty and there's like, this is buffet and there's just like overflowing food, I take a portion instead of feeling like I have to shove it in at that party. Like I hide a portion to take home.
Yeah. Do you relate to any of this, Danny? I know you said you don't relate to it in some ways because you don't go on enough cruises. But in some ways you must because you go to a lot of Hollywood parties.
You know I do.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. You know, I think a good habit for me is either like snack a little bit of everything. Like I don't mind mixing up, you know, the things.
But do you ever really enjoy, because you're not focusing on the special cheese and breads or the special Indian. It's like a little bit of everything. Did you ever really get to focus on any of it?
No, in fact, I mean, it's sort of the approach I have to life. Like Les said about my ADHD.
Oh, right.
Is I'm actually enjoying
a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything, but not in excess. That's my trick. It's just like I've gotten to a place where I can just not eat that, like that additional, you know, there's always like everybody does little desserts now.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be a big slice of cake and then, you know, but now it's like everything's like this little tiny brownie and it's like 1,000 tiny brownies and you can just, every time you walk past the table, just pop, 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 pop. And just not doing that is great, you know, because again, if I can like minimize quantity, I just feel so much better. I'm not nauseated. If I'm not nauseated, I'm entertaining.
Like, but can I say something that you've hit on? And I think it's key. I think it's going to be key for these people during this holiday season, all of our pod listeners. If I could just pop that one, you said. And I think the key to popping that one and being able to put a period at the end is
yes,
slow
please tell me how.
It down.
Yeah.
And really enjoy. Don't have like a conversation at the same time where you aren't even aware. Like maybe you're having a conversation, but have it be a conversation where you can actually experience that brownie at the same time, like an enjoyable conversation, but not a, you know how there's can be certain ones that you're just that you can't concentrate. Yeah. Like I don't like to enjoy a brownie at the same time as like trying to fix all my toddlers their brownie.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be a time for my brownie, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like if you slow it down, that brownie becomes better than 10 fast pops.
Well, yeah. And, you know, at parties too, our brain starts to put all its energy into managing the social aspect. Mm-hmm. So even brave, like I'm pretty relaxed. Well, no, I'm not. I'm pretty comfortable socially.
Yeah.
And yet I will get total social anxiety.
Will you?
Total.
Never seen that on you. Not with our parties. Well, maybe at your Hollywood parties.
Well, it's acting. No, you just act my way through it. Yeah. I pretend to be confident and interesting.
What if you could?
And the biggest way to do it is just be an interviewer. Just interview everybody.
It's true.
Just where, I mean, you could start at the top and just rinse and repeat with every new, oh, where are you from?
Right.
Who are your parents?
It's so true.
And I love to go deep.
That's that original book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's asking them about themselves, right?
Interview people, yeah. Yeah, and I like to go deep with strangers too, like on the first meeting, you know, it's just right into like their philosophical beliefs and people love that. People, it's a breath of fresh air, I find often. But I think, I still have like major social anxiety that I just overcome on every party I'm at.
But I like what you're saying. So you have it. The challenge is always there. We can't get rid of the challenge. The challenge is going to be there. It's how we tackle it.
Right.
You go in there and you overcome it. You what if you could it? Well, guess what I'm going to be doing?
Right.
I'm going to be watching if I coulding
watching
the buffet on the cruise ship and my holiday experiences.
That's what I was going to say is like, since so much of the brain energy is going for me towards managing the social aspect, who are they and how do I address them? Mm. We have no power reserves left over for the food portion. You know, you're just like, oh, just while I'm, hi, you're Steve, I'm Danny. Oh my God, oh, so good. I drink, absolutely. And what are you doing, Steve? You know, my brain is so pointed at Steve, right? That I'm very unintentional about food typically, but I've gotten so much better at that. And just be conscious and present about, like this last party I was at, there was chili. Mm-hmm. And I was like, chili? I just remember being very thoughtful about food. And I sort of ignored the people for a minute and was like, the chili is going to be my main. I'm going to eat a bowl of chili until I'm satisfied. Not even full these days, right? Satisfied. And then we'll see, like, if there's a dessert, if there's a thing.
For but it sure, wasn't like this manic need.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I'm not so managed. You know, I'm taking a minute to say goodbye, people.
Yeah.
Let me get conscious about this food aspect because it matters. You can fat your way through the whole holiday.
I love it, Danny. You're giving me so much here.
Mm-hmm.
I think so Danny's good. Bringing it, Serene.
Dan, you're bringing,
you knew
bringing.
It, even though you were good too. You were helpful.
No, I was helpful, but I felt just, that Dan was going to be the
doctor. See, I always feel like you guys help me and I'm saying
but you're
just stupid
me,
stuff.
Dr. Dan.
Because
it's good. No, it's good,
because
Dan.
Because you know how you say you act your way through that part? You are actually causing thought patterns. You're just not letting them. You're causing them. You're saying, I am this. Mm. I shall do this now. And really, that's just taking a hold of ourselves. Mm. Whereas I felt like I was just swaying with the big waves and they were overtaking me of manic need for all the food.
Exactly.
Whereas I could rudder the ship.
Mm-hmm.
I can walk into that buffet or that holiday party and I'd be like, hold on, take a minute, Pearl. You're the person that's going to direct this shit. Right.
Treat your
here.
Body as one of the friends at the party.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you're so treating everyone with such
taking
energy.
Care of them. Yeah.
Yeah. You're ministering to everyone. You're putting all this energy. The best of you is going out. And it's like, what about your body?
Right.
You know, it's like shoving all this food while the best of you is going out.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl. And I'm Pearl. And who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Do Do you know a little tip away from the cruise, but just into Christmas holidaying, and I may have shared it here before in a potty years ago, but what I love to do at Christmas time is, like, you know, like I said before, slow down and enjoy that one thing. But to me, it's the smell of Christmas or Thanksgiving foods, and it's that the taste, like pumpkin pie taste. It's just like every time you take that bite, you really fully experiencing Thanksgiving, right? So I always make a pumpkin pie sip. Yes. So it's a fuel pool, hot drink, you know, and you're like, you could just cream it up with almond milk or a oat milk that doesn't have all the, you know, there's some good Shibani oat, zero sugar or whatever. But you have that pumpkin in it, but just not in pumpkin pie amounts. And you have a few of these
fuels in it. Oh, you're saying the flavor of pumpkin somewhere.
You put that pumpkin
pie
spice in it.
That's when our hot sippers can really come
in. And I take them in like those, you know, keep hot for 18 hour things, like those big 16 ounce
thermos.
They're like magic.
But they don't look like thermoses these days. Awesome. They just look like you brought it at Starbucks. You know, those things, all the cool people, the Dans travel with. Yeah. So I'll take that to my Christmas party or to my Thanksgiving event. And so once I've had my satisfied, okay, food is still in the parameters of what it's designed for. I haven't started to pervert it and just use it as trash.
Yeah.
Then I'll go to my sipper and I'll sipper around my conversations.
That's helpful.
Sipper around the afternoon. I'm still imbibing Thanksgiving.
So the drinks can come in handy. You can use the drinks as a tool.
Because sometimes we do just use our body as trash. And that's kind of what I was doing that first day. The mouth sensation was all I was kind of going for. And the rest of it, you know, was just like, it was gone. It was like out of my mind.
And instead of enjoying like good memories of that buffet, maybe the first night when you're out of control, like going to bed thinking that Indian was the best Indian. I need to go and pat that Indian chef on the back, right? It was probably guilt, shame. I'm a psychopath.
But I didn't allow them because I thought.
No, but they were there and you had to fight them. And that wasn't fun.
I didn't have peace.
Yeah, there was no
peace. That's why I had to have a new plan for the next day.
But can you imagine if you focus and thought one station, this boat's going to be floating for the next how long it's in business.
Yeah.
This princess
line. And you know what
I noticed? Kind of,
I did notice. I was there one night up at the buffet. When some of the officers came down, they got to eat there, and you know, like the captain, the high up captain, and then they also, you know, had all their little special shirts and hats on. And I know I was really thinking they get to eat here every day. What are they going to eat? You know, they're going to go crazy like I am, and they just got very plain food, good food.
Yeah.
They got,
they were European too. Yeah,
they weren't American. Not saying anything wrong with Americans, but they all had accents. And so they've probably been on ships for years and years. They only had two choices, rein it in and be normal and eat the normal good food.
Yeah.
Or just go crazy and let your body, you know, be a trash receptacle just because everything's so sensationally tasting. So I saw them. I put them on the plate. Now they did get a bread roll on the side and stuff, but they got salad and they got meats and they got a little bit of rice and it was all just whole foods. I didn't even see them go for desserts. They were just there.
I'm having this little thought that's coming to my head. And, you know, sometimes I think without even thinking the whole thing through, and so sometimes my analogies work, sometimes they don't. Yeah. Right? I call myself SAG.
This is a safe place.
It's a safe place, right? Yeah, safe. If I flop, I flop. But Pearl, were you there? No, you weren't there. You're on the cruise Sunday. Good old Nate that heads up our franchises of the Trim Healthy Cafe and works here in our one here in Centerville. He spoke at the Hilltop Church, and he shared this vision that his wife had. It was all spiritual. It was about, she had this vision of these wild, beautiful horses, and she's very visual. She's very artistic.
She's a painter.
So
she painted our butterfly at the Fort Worth Cafe.
A bunch of these pictures were coming into her mind at once, like beautiful wild horse pictures. Ching, 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 ching. And she's like, oh Lord, you're telling me I'm to be a wild horse for you. Like, I want to be a wild horse. Oh yes, that's me. I know that's me. And then she saw this picture of this horse in a stable with a bit and a bridle, and it was tamed.
Yeah.
And she felt like the Lord said, no, this is you. This is what I want you to be. And she's like, no. I got this wrong. Sorry. Let me get back into my vision. No, it's the wild horse. It's the one she showed me first, right? And she felt this like, she felt no.
Oh, it's
no, you're
your
to
analogy
be
is working for me,
the
Siri.
Bridled horse. And she's like, but why? The wild horses look so fun. She's like, and she felt like the Lord say, yeah, but they wild horse themselves into into like half stampeding and they're fighting together, you know, and sometimes they run into barbed wire fences and scratch themselves up. They look beautiful how you saw, but sometimes they're starving and sometimes they're miserable. But this bridled horse, when it's tamed, you know, I'm you know, it's come under my headship, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, so this is all the spiritual side. So now I'm trying to go away from it and trying to.
No, but I get what you're saying.
Yes. When you're tamed, when you're under the bit and the bridle, she said, this is a kept horse. And look how long it's lived, way longer than those wild horses. And it has a better life. And anyway, I'm trying to mix the two, so it's not working.
Your analogy, I got it even before you finished.
Yeah, great,
the bridled horse. I can be a bridled horse at a buffet. That's what I'm taking away from it. Okay. I love that. It's nothing against, it's nothing, it doesn't detract from food freedom.
No.
Because food freedom is all the healthful
foods.
It's
true freedom. And that's what the whole vision was trying to say to her.
It has a bridle.
You, the wild horses, you think that they're free. They're not free because they don't enjoy the life under the master.
They hurt themselves.
They hurt themselves.
A bridled horse, yes. There's so much more wisdom in a bridled horse.
Yeah.
I've got the picture now. When I walk into a buffet, I'm bridled horse. That's done. I'm good.
A complete lack of boundaries for overindulgence is not freedom.
It's not.
You're actually a slave.
And you think about a 2 or 3 year old that is left to rule the roost.
Right.
Oh, they are miserable. Goodness. You'll see a 2 or 3 year old that's in charge of their parents. I will show you the most miserable 2 or 3 year old out there.
Oh, I just saw one before I left, but she's almost 4.
Freedom to make choices is freedom.
Yeah.
If you're not free to make a choice, if you must indulge in everything.
Yeah.
You're a
Denny.
Slave.
Yes.
If you must indulge, you're taking away your choice of freedom.
You've lost your freedom.
And what do you think you're freed for? That wild horse is free to get a stomachache, free to go to bed thinking I'm a lunatic and have no control of the food, free to like gain weight, free to like have diarrhea in the toilet for the rest of the evening. Who knows where that would lead?
Hey.
So good.
More importantly, you know, when is Purpur taking the podcast team on a cruise?
I know, right? I do have a lot of free
because,
cruises.
Because listen, I get.
John doesn't like cruises anymore.
Well, because of the one we all experienced together.
John can stay home. It's fine.
Remember that one we all experienced when we were just a small company at the beginning?
We took everybody
on the cruise.
That's what I'm trying to talk about.
And John and Dan, we were all traveling down in buses together before we got to the port. And I remember we stopped off at this one place, all full circle,
Chinese restaurant.
The buffet.
And John Sovereign refused to eat. He didn't deconstruct anything.
He walked into the restaurant, out, and sat on the bus.
No, we bounced. I bounced too.
Yes.
John and I both were like, dude, this is dirty.
It was dirty.
And looking for kombucha.
Charlie was like, oh, these youngs can't eat at a Chinese restaurant. Dude, I'll show you. And it was so bad.
It was bad.
That place,
I didn't eat, by the way.
That place was bad.
Charlie ate for all of us.
He did.
He wanted to prove
a point. Yes. But he said that's the worst food I've ever
eaten. Guys, imagine bad American fake Chinese food, but leave it out overnight.
Yes.
And then eat it in the morning. On a 30-degree day.
Now, was it Carnival?
We went on, that was Royal Caribbean on that ship.
Royal Caribbean. Okay, yes. But it was still a nightclub ship. I remember Vange and Danny just staring at the people that are normally sane, probably.
Yeah.
But that decided that they were on the cruise, remember? And they were all...
Oh, cruising's an interesting
thing.
They
were all dancing their heads off, sloshed. Remember? And you and Vash were just so
cruising
like,
is,
oh my goodness,
either
we're on a different
someone
country.
Said to me, actually I was on a treasure hunter group and I did a live from the cruise and they said, well, Pearl, what do you like to do when you cruise? And I thought about it. I thought, well, I like to be on the water and it's a place where I can really relax. But... what do most people go to cruises for? I mean, when you look around, it's partying.
Yeah.
I mean, you start drinking in the morning. A lot of them do and keep going all day.
And
they did not know what gyrations they were doing is what Dan Benj was saying.
Eating.
Like,
I will have, you know, a small glass of wine maybe at dinner. And I can't really even finish that. And I'm not eating to excess. So it's like, why am I on the cruise? But I just love it still.
You work on the cruise. You're right.
I do work. But
yeah. So back to the original question.
Oh,
when are we going to go? Listen, just hear me out because, as you know, the company's grown, you know, you can't take whatever hundreds of people on a dang cruise.
No, you can't.
You just want party cruise.
But
we can't go without John.
There's pockets.
Be a party.
Well, he can drive us there. You know, but there's
would
we've got
really
this team.
Unless John's there, that John. you work on your bud, John. Because unless John's there, we're not going. That's it, right?
We can go on a certain kind of cruise that John would dig. Maybe there's a healthy cruise.
A sovereign, a copper boat.
Yeah, he would go on a copper boat. A copper vessel. And only you would know that about copper and salt.
Find John a sovereign cruise. It just has to be on our free list.
Yeah, hey, right. The thing is, so Vange was on that cruise that we went on.
Our sister Vange.
And so Vange, like if Vange is like the new puppy that is seeing everything for the first time.
Oh, totally. Yes.
So while Pearl was fascinated with the food options and the what wines do you have and where can we watch the sunset?
Right.
Vange is running.
Running.
Not walking.
From stern to bow.
She's running from stern to bow.
Every nook of the ship.
And every last person from another country.
Yep.
Is of supreme interest, and every one of them is like a dynamic divine call from God that that she's met this person, and each one
and they're all her best friend now.
Oh, they're her best friends. And so I tried to walk with her like once just to chat for a minute, but I could never even see her because every 10 seconds she was darting off and she would find someone and she would go, oh, now where are you from? You know, and they would just be like, China. And she'd be like, China, the richest land. I mean, and she would go into like documentary band. And like, she would just like intake the riches of whatever land they said they were from.
It's just like, China, my heart. My heart. You didn't even know. Yeah. Oh, China, my soul.
And Nari, would she ever use the elevator? It was up and down the stairs.
Oh, yeah. I don't take an elevator, though. I keep fit on a cruise up and down all day.
But
we must go. It's 50 minutes in. Oh, now we're just chatting amongst ourselves.
Now I'm trying to talk you into going on a cruise. I'm bringing up the old memories. Do you remember the sunsets?
Talk to John.
John, dude, make this happen for us. Bye, everybody.
Bye. And then I'll
be nothing, mama, to stay. Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.